Have you ever had a painting or a picture give you the oogies, make you uncomfortable?
The oogies?
Yeah, that's what I was called. It gives me the oogies. Make you uncomfortable, make you feel weird. I've had this experience several times in my life, but most recently over the weekend, I went on a trip with my youngest son to Sedona, Arizona. We stayed in this lovely little VRBO, just the cutest little guest house. Loved everything about it, except a painting that was in the kitchen dining area where I felt the woman in the painting was judging me.
Hence the oogies.
Yes. I mean, I have no reason for judging it.
Explain that.
So, I mean, when you just looked at her, and I'll share this picture on our social so you can see her. First of all, she's sitting down. It's like she's staring right at you. She's got a crow on her knee. I'm not a fan of crows. I don't like them. And I just felt like she was going, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. And I actually said to my son, we'd been there for a little while. And I said, you know, honey, please don't think your mom is weird, but I need to cover that painting up. I need to cover her face because I feel like she's judging me. Yes. Yeah, I took some paper towel and I wrapped it over the back so you couldn't see her. But here's what Grayson said to me when I told him that. He said, no, I totally get it. Did you see the smaller picture of her that's in on the dresser? And I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah, it's in there. So I went to the dresser and I looked and he had already turned it around.
Really?
He didn't like it either.
What is with? Let me see a picture of the woman.
Yeah.
It is a woman, right? Is that what you said?
Yes. It's a woman with long white hair.
Okay.
And she's sitting down and she's got a crow sitting on her knee.
Oh, yes. I'm looking at it right now. Is she a nun?
No. That's her long white hair.
Oh, okay. All right.
And there's just
the nun,
something.
I can picture if she's a nun, I can picture the judgment part.
Yeah. And
as far as I see, she's a woman sitting there. Mind your own business with a crow on her leg.
Yeah, you don't find her face just a little creepy?
I find her. Yeah,
judgy.
I don't think I don't get
she's
the
judgy.
I don't get the judgy. But your thing is your thing. I'm not gonna invalidate it. I it looks like a painting to me. Yeah. But that's why you're bringing this up.
Yes.
Some people get freaked out. You know, there's no explanation as to why.
Right?
Is a painting actually able to judge you? I mean, it's enough for Tammy to cover it up with a piece of paper towel.
I did. And, oh, my God. I don't know why it bothered me so bad. But clearly it bothered my son, too, because he had already turned the small picture around. Now, this is kind of nothing new for me. When I was a kid, my parents had a portrait of them in the living room. It was actually a photo, right? Professional photo. And when they would leave the house and leave us alone, we would put the Afghan from the couch over the picture because we just knew our dad could see us and was watching us, because no matter where you went in the room,
I see.
You he could see you, right?
Okay,
you know
sure.
What I mean?
His eyes followed you like,
yes.
like the Mona Lisa does.
Yes!
Okay, this explains things now. Now, this makes more sense why you think paintings judge you, because
well,
you thought
all.
The portrait of your father haunted you since you were a kid.
I guess. Now, there's plenty of paintings of people that don't bother me at all. This woman in particular, I don't know. There was just something about her.
My buddy has a piece of art that disturbs me when I see it. It's just like, what is that? Why do you have that hanging in your living room? I don't want to look at it. It's a woman and she's got a snake and it's just like, what the heck? Why would you look at that and think, I got a place for that?
Yeah.
That's my wall.
Have you ever experienced it? If something bothered you so much that you covered it or maybe took it down?
Have you felt judged by a piece of art? Did a piece of art follow you? Did it haunt you like it haunted Tammy and it turns out her son this past weekend? That's such a weird coincidence that he turned it around without even knowing that the painting freaked you out.
I know.
That's weird. That's really weird.
It is.
833-287-1037. Share your experience. The painting that judged you.
Or a photo. Doesn't matter.
Any piece of art will work.
Oh.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.